JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, he's an angry young man. Here's Billy Joel.
Welcome to the club. Although I still don't know what the big deal is. There's no golf, no tennis, no horseback riding, no picnics, no barbecues, no poker.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Football games, definitely no flag football games. Hell, they don't even have a swimming pool.
Also an outfielder for the Yankees.
You know, it used to be a lot more fun before it became a TV show. People would come up here under the influence of all sorts of substances and really go off on everyone and everything. Now we have to be all nice and polite so they can sell ads for VH1. Right?
Angry Billy.
John, you remember all those dumbass videos we used to have to make in the 80s? You know where all that ended up? VH1 presents Behind the Music That Sucks.
Ooh. Wow.
Thanks a lot.
Wow.
I'm not going to be careful with my language here. The more they bleep me, the less probing they programming they have for their next smart show.
Wow. Very good.
Thank you, William.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Looks like baby vomit.
Wow, short version. All right.
Even funnier than a barrel of faggots. The Don and Mike Show.
Damn right.
Right, Larry. That was funny, right?
That was funny.
Larry. Pulling over there, Regis.
But I pulled a boner.
Where's that go?
He's what you call anal, isn't he?
Anal, Regis.
I guess the word is anal.
Be careful with that, Regis.
I'm responsible for anal leakage.
Yeah, baby.
He's what you call anal, isn't he?
I know, Regis.
I better bring my rubbers.
He keeps on giving.
Yeah.
God bless him.
I can't wait for the day that they send down a note to us saying, stop playing tapes of dirty Regis Philbin.
Uh-huh. We don't think it's dirty Regis Philbin. We think it's real Regis Philbin.
He works blue.
He's a blue comedian.
I pulled a boner. What?
I'm an entertainer. Boy, I better wear my rubbers. Rubbers.
Did you get the email from Robert the Mailman?
I did.
Let me share with everyone. I'm glad that you have accepted him into your friends.
When I'm going through in the morning and I'm deleting, I linger because I always think Robert's got something interesting to say.
Here's the email that he sent to all of us this morning at 4:45 a.m.
Time for the travel log.
Today, it's Tuesday down under. I'm still sailing around New Zealand. I climbed down into the crater of a volcano yesterday. In fact, I was the first one down 300 feet. I have pictures of me at the bottom showing off until I realized I had to climb out of that mother effer. But I made it after a long time. LOL.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
It's funny when he writes LOL. Uh-huh. Took all yesterday evening and this morning to recover from that one.
Sure. It must have been a steep climb.
Yeah. Postcards were the first thing I did. Almost forgot. Plane from L.A. was delayed 4.5 hours because mechanical problems with the freaking air off. A little mailman complaining, and I was bumped up to business class.
Wow. Oh, I'm sure the people in business class enjoyed that.
I hope he took his shoes off.
Yeah, put those special little slippers they give you.
The class is up. The class is great. I got an upgrade on my room, and I didn't know it. Was booked on a lower level at the back of the ship. They upgraded me to an upper level almost at the front of the ship. New Zealand, it beautiful. But there's no gambling, not even lotto. So you know a black man cannot live here.
And incidentally, if you don't have a casino in the foreign country that you're going to, you might want to make sure you find out where the nearest lottery office is.
Sure. Matter of fact, the ship can only open its casino after leaving each port. One freaking poker table and no one's playing. It was formal night, so I put on my tuxedo and made it to the captain's toast. Food is okay, but it's all you can eat, right? Later, Bob Mailman.
Now, he said the food is okay, but it's all you can eat. Does he mean food is okay, but it's not all you can eat? Is that what he might be talking about?
I think he's saying quantity over quality.
It's just okay.
Food is okay.
Okay, but it's all you can eat.
But it's all you can eat, right?
He gets plenty.
Did we mention on air, I don't think we did, the outfit he wore when he was traveling on the plane?
No.
He was traveling in his postal uniform with his teeth out.
I think we did say that, man.
He loves to travel, that man. And really, lovely schedule he's got. He's really exploring the world. He seems to do it every couple of months. He loves to travel.
I imagine that
from crater to crater.
That there was some terrified Norwegian captain of this cruise line.
Upgrade his cabin.
Right away. Now listen, here's what we do. We got the big angry black man there. Let's give him a cabin all by himself at the front of the boat.
We've got Svarte Peter. We are going to bring him to the best cabin that we have. It's going to be wonderful.
Now you tell the children that Black Peter is on the boat. And we'll keep the children in line while we have a good cruise.
Do you think when he's crawling into the bottom of a volcano, or he's going onto his cruise ship, or he's wearing his tuxedo, do you think he has the teeth out? He hasn't fixed them, so they're uncomfortable. They obviously hurt him, so he probably doesn't have them in.
I've been on a couple of those cruises. They're wonderful to go on. I cannot imagine sitting down, because you have some sort of communal dinner if you choose every night. And I cannot imagine him sitting down at a table with other family, because there are people there as couples, people with their kids.
Right. He's a single man traveling the world.
There's all kinds of modern families where you'll find, the dad comes with his kids and the mom comes with her kids, but they're all as one together. And he's one guy.
Mm-hmm. I just pictured the table, as they're going down there with the tuxedos. And it really, to me, all hinges on whether he has his teeth in. Yeah. If he has his teeth in, he's scarier, but he's also more normal looking.
Right. He's not as.
I disagree. I think when he has his teeth out, it disarms him.
Yes. Well, he
to a
looks
level.
Yeah, he looks like he's totally smiling all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it's just like a. But you still would realize
300-pound toddler.
But you're still right, looking at a guy without teeth.
But that borderline retarded smile, because that's the way his mouth goes naturally without his fake teeth.
I mean, he's just going to be sitting there without his teeth, and he can't eat regular food. He said, "Would you please pass your squash?"
And can you imagine if you're sitting up on like one of those decks? Having a drink.
The promenade deck.
And he comes up and plants his big ass down.
I'm thinking during the day when it's sunning time and he comes out with his purple onesie on. Well, that would be a little difficult.
One step beyond this, and you've seen this because you've done the cruise too. You know there's some hardworking maitre d' that's going to try and match him up with a single lady.
Mr. Robert, how did it go today?
He's probably a big guy for the late night activity on the ship.
I'm sure.
Where he goes to the little lounges that they have up at the top of the ship.
And plays lotto.
And looking for gambling in New Zealand,
except for a gigantic black man without his teeth, I don't know how good he's going to do on a ship that's not catered for singles.
Right.
He's there with couples and with families.
He seems, with his previous vacations in Southeast Asia,
Thailand,
that he's truly enjoyed the lifestyle of women being readily available. I'm not sure what the hooker situation is in New Zealand.
I doubt that New Zealand even has a BJ bar.
Do you think that he would have a port of call where perhaps they have that kind of lifestyle and he might try to bring a friend back on the ship? Do you think he would go that far?
Well, I don't think you can do that.
You can't bring people on
it's
the ship.
It's illegal.
I mean, they've got like their
whole. Stop her.
They've got their whole security thing.
Or
They take your picture before you go on the ship, and you're given it. It hangs around your neck.
Do they do a head count?
Yes.
They do a head count. Yeah. So what if he just doesn't show up?
Although,
you're left on the island, right?
I think I've mentioned this before. One time, 5-6 years ago, Frieda and I were on a cruise, and there was some spot. It might have been Cancun, Mexico, wherever it was, but right by Senior Frogs, there was a girl, and there was an old man like her dad, and they were running towards the boat as the boat was taking off.
Didn't make it.
And people, Frieda and I included, were standing on the back of the boat, like waving them, like, bye. I guess you didn't get the memo about what time the boat was leaving.
They're pretty strict about that.
Now I remember what it was. It was a time where there was a time change.
Okay.
Oh. And they put like the memo out the night before saying, ignore the local time when you get off the boat. Oh. Remember, the time the boat leaves at 2:30. And the answer to your question, Mike, would be they knew that not everyone was there, but they got a schedule, so they leave.
Yeah, and, of course, I guess that big horn that they have on the boat doesn't get in the way either. When they're pulling the ship out of port.
Once they blow that, it's too late.
Yeah.
And I guess they just fly ahead to the next port of call.
Right.
That's usually what happened. When I went on a cruise, I was actually chatting with a guy as the boat was leaving Miami. It's the only cruise I ever went on. And had a nice conversation. This is a million years ago. This was number one. This is with number one.
Oh, how nice.
And the guy is chatting with me, and I told him that I did a radio show. And he was calling me Don Imus for the rest of the boat, the boat trip. And one day we came out to the fabulous whatever 15th brunch of the day there, because all you do on those things is eat.
I mean, right.
you can eat all day long. And I see I saw his wife standing like at the corner of the brunch, and she's looking red eyed and like she'd been crying.
Wow.
And I didn't remember her name, but I said, "Hey, how are you? Is everything all right?" And she said, "I shouldn't be laughing at this.
What?
Herman passed away in St. Martin
during the cruise.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah." And I
said, "Wow."
That's pretty good, my God. There, boy.
And they gave her the option of
an upgrade.
of staying on the boat,
free dessert, or every night of your choosing.
We have a single cabin available.
All the baked Alaska you want. And Herman was not only did this happen in the port of call. It was, I think, a 2-day port of call that we had. We were there for a day and a half or something like that. But Herman was in the boat. He was below. Oh. He was below decks. And they were going to take him back to Miami.
Did they keep it, like, in a freezer? Or?
I don't know. They had him on the boat.
I'm sure
our listeners remember better than me, but there was a time, it was the same cruise, Free and I were on a cruise, and a guy had a heart attack.
Yeah, that's what happened to
this guy. In the middle of the night, and what they did was they pulled the boat up somewhere sneakily in the middle of the night so nobody would know. Mm-hmm. They got the guy off the boat, and the next day everybody was saying, "Hey, some guy died last night on the boat."
I think this guy was kept on the boat and, kept next to the beef. below decks, but he was a nice enough guy, and then she was there. They opted for flying her back, but she wanted to stay on the boat, I guess, just to compose. You don't make really good decisions at that time.
That's weird.
I paid for 5 days.
That is weird, man.
I'll never forget that. The reason I remember is because we were standing next to them when the boat was heading out. It's the first time I'd ever been on a big ship. It was very exciting, and I'll never forget it. But I'll never forget her either. Yeah. It was just kind of weird. And I went back to wife number one and said, "And I think he's below decks."
And then you had a Herman burger.
A Herman burger. It was delicious.
No, but you're right that you don't know how people will react. I think I can tell this now because these people don't live in my neighborhood anymore. It's been so long ago. But, my God, over 15 years ago, we first moved into the neighborhood we live in now, this house. A guy down at the end of the street, took himself out.
Mm.
So the day the guy, offed himself, the wife and the kids, they came down to our house and they were swimming in the pool.
Wow.
And I remember coming home and Frida was like saying to me, "Whoa, whoa, first off, before you say anything about even thinking of the pool, don't go out there and yell at the neighbors, even good naturedly, for being at the pool."
Right.
And it was a surreal day because I walked back there and I'm like, of course, subdued.
Right.
"How you guys doing?" And they're like, "Hey, thanks for letting us use the pool." And it was a weird thing. And I went inside, and I remember saying to Frida, "What are they doing here?" And she said, "Well, what are they supposed to do? I mean, how do you know how you're going to react?"
Yeah,
right.
In this situation, they came down to talk. As it turned out, Frida said, "Why don't you just jump in the pool? Maybe that'll make you feel better."
Sure, sure. You never know. You never know how people are going to react. It's kind of strange. Like that girl on American Idol. You remember that girl that her father had passed away that same day,
right?
And she comes out on American Idol, and she's, she's grinning, and then she's high-fiving her mom. And I always thought that was a little strange. And I always thought through that whole process, she got voted off last week.
Yeah.
And I said that was the only time that she looked really sad was that particular time. You don't know.
That is so
hard
to gauge.
What's going on? It is tough.
Because then you look at it. On the other hand, and I've seen enough of Brett Favre now over the last week. They keep showing that game over and over again the day after his father died when he threw the 4 touchdown passes in the Monday night game. Saying, "Wow, just incredible. He's a man's man.
Yep.
Everything bad happens, but he still throws the bejesus out of the ball.
Isn't that incredible?"
And it's just, it's a weird thing. Like the day after Frida died, the worst day of my life, I could not imagine. Hell, I couldn't come in and do the show when my dog passed away.
Right.
Recently. I couldn't imagine doing what Brett Favre does going on. So, like, when that lady came down after that thing happened with her husband, you're right. Everybody reacts different. Everybody is squirrely about
it. Yeah, everybody handles it in a very different way.
You can't judge.
But it's not like the lady was on the cruise, in a happy way.
Right.
I think she was on the cruise because she just didn't want to hassle with going to an airport or anything like that. She was just standing there. And I really got the impression that even though it was mostly strangers, she kind of was feeding off the people that were giving her some sympathy that we're even strangers on the boat.
But if you hadn't been in that situation, like you tell something like that to me, I go, oh, that's weird.
But you would think it was weird, but I kind of understood.
Weird to you, because you were there, just like the thing with my neighbor that came. That you, I'm sure you said, well, that's weird. But you had to be there. Right. You had to be in the moment.
Oh, and check that. He was not below decks. They were pulling him.
weren't kids jumping on him and jumping off him?
They were pulling him behind the ship.
Right. He was like, who wants to ride on the big float?
Not underneath. It's not like they were fishing with him.
No.
They were pulling him on a big thing.
Right. Like he was
on a banana boat.
It was a big inflatable thing.
It was a giant Zodiac that they had him in the back. And everybody was like, he was wrapped. He was wrapped up.
Of course.
It was very strange. It was wrapped in plastic, I think. It was
Saran wrap or what?
Well, it was good because we stopped hitting the driver, and we got a wedge out, and we were just trying to chip the golf balls into the Zodiac with him. And it was off to the midnight buffet. Let's eat. Let's enjoy ourselves, everybody.
This one's two. What was his name?
Herman.
Herman. It might have been Herman.
Herman.
Yeah, it might have been Herman. Herman.
I can't find Herman.
He's at the back of the ship, miss.
All right. So Herman's gone? Well, I'll stay. Sure. I'll have pina colada, please.
Yeah, that's the one thing that pissed me off about the cruise ship. You've been on a lot of different ones, and you kind of know how to do it. I went on the biggest boat. I wanted to go on the biggest boat ever, and I hated the fact that you had to wait in line to shoot the gun. That was the thing that pissed me off. It was like a 3-mile line just to shoot like 3 rounds out of a shotgun at skeet, you know? I demanded that I get my own gun for my deck. That's I wanted to shoot the boy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
This is Gladys.
Oh, no, Gladys.
Oh, Gladys.
Hello, Gladys.
I just wanted to share about cruising, how alcohol and cruise doesn't work. You know, I went on a cruise that you cursed me, but we had to take buses down to Houston, and we were like a half hour late leaving because we found out some lady was late.
Where's her music, Robbie? Don't we have like the Wicked Witch music for her?
Oh, hush. Just a second.
We're listening.
We're listening. You don't have to scream, listen!
What, Gladys?
Okay, she came. She ended up coming to the bus drunk, and as she was stepping up on the steps to get on the bus, she fell, and she cut the side of her face all up, and she couldn't go on the cruise.
That's terrific.
And then, when we were in Cozumel, you know how...
Gladys Kravitz.
Calling from her broom phone.
I know.
Well, I was just going to say they brought
Gladys
this lady
Kravitz
up.
Lives in Wichita, Kansas.
Calling when she shouldn't be calling because she's an evil witch.
Also known as Gladys Potter.
The Gonad Gobbler.
If we all stay quiet, how long will she talk?
So what happened?
Pardon me?
What happened?
Oh, I'm just saying to leave, this little taxi thing pulled up, bicycle taxi, and unloaded this lady that was so drunk, she couldn't even walk, so.
She's so dry down there, she's told us before. The name for her, Daisy, is Sahara.
Going into labor, spying on the neighbors.
Don't forget, Mike, about her retarded son.
Oh, yes, he's a pizza delivery for Pizza Hut.
All right. Pretty realistic, because he's autistic.
Let's stop it right there. We have a winner. Pretty realistic, because he's autistic.
Did he go on the cruise with you, Gladys?
No, it was just my husband and myself.
Okay, bye, Gladys.
Our 25th wedding anniversary.
All right, okay, shove it. See you
later. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
It's a lovely story. And you told it so well with such enthusiasm.
Very realistic.
Yeah.
He's autistic.
Bye.
Now I'm laughing.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Call again really soon with more good stories.
How long was she banned till?
She's done.
She's done. Lifetime ban.
Till the end of your contract.
Lifetime ban.
Bye, Gladys.
What?
I'm tired.
What are you? Hello?
Don, I was on the cruise when you broke the news about retiring. So.
You know what? I know what gets her off the phone.
I've been tearing.
Tell us about your breasts.
Say again?
Tell us about your magnificent breasts.
Yeah, tell us about your big, beautiful breasts, Gladys. We love hearing about your breasts.
Oh, they're very veiny. Don wouldn't like them.
She is haggy. They are saggy. You are wrong. I wouldn't want them. I wouldn't want them.
No, I would said take... you would not. I agree.
I wouldn't want them. I wouldn't want them. They're big and veiny and scary.
Drink a bottle of Ripple. Try to find the nipple.
Like looking at Tobey Maguire in his Spider-Man mask.
What kind of phone are you talking on, Gladys?
A cell phone.
It's a broom phone.
A cell phone.
You know what it is? It's the jitterbug.
Good. I'm glad you remembered.
The old person phone.
Yeah, you're using your jitterbug?
No.
I bet you know how to do the jitterbug, don't you, Gladys?
Oh, yeah. I'm a good dancer. I used to be the disco queen.
Yeah, back when you were
No, you worked the pole, didn't you?
Pole? Yeah,
you,
I bowled,
yeah,
too.
You spent some time on the pole. Now yeah. She gets uncomfortable and says nothing.
No, I just don't know what you mean by that. So.
What do you, Gladys, you've listened to the show for a number of years. What do you think working the pole means?
Oh, the pole. Oh, I've never tried that.
You've never stripped before?
I've not.
Not even for your husband?
Well, yeah, I might have.
Really?
Wow.
Back of a taxi cab in the Azores Islands.
Did that induce vomiting?
No. Listen, no vomiting.
No vomiting.
Wow. When you were in the service, were you a good hooker?
Which came off first, your big 18-class brassiere or your pantaloons?
Your Smokey the Bear hat.
It was a tube top.
Tube top. A big one, right? Did it have horizontal stripes?
But I had a shirt open.
Dennis has a tube top. Dennis has a tube top.
The tube's in Goodyear.
Was it the kind of tube top that was attached to your big shorts?
Your culottes?
Was it a big yellow tube top that was attached to brown culottes?
No. I was in the service. I was red. I was slimmer.
Do you have any tattoos since you were in the service?
No, I don't. I don't. I do not. But I'm thinking about it.
How do you fight vaginal odor?
I don't have that. Thank you.
But how do you fight it, though?
Well, in her case, you wave the white flag.
Yeah.
Surrender. Surrender, Dorothy.
How about a tip for those ladies who are not as fresh as you?
Yeah,
right.
Gladys?
Well,
what recommendations would you have to the ladies in our audience for keeping fresh?
Know. Listen to Dr. Oz; he has all the answers. Oh,
Dr. Oz, mm-hmm. That's in your wheelhouse, isn't it?
How long since you've worn a two-piece bathing suit?
a long time.
Yeah. Does your current bathing suit have a skirt?
Yes, it does.
Are your toenails painted right now?
I just went. I just had a pedicure and a manicure.
Does the paint cover the dirt?
I have very clean feet.
Couldn't pay me enough to touch those feet. Could not pay me enough to touch those feet. I could not eat.
Hey, Gladys?
Yeah.
Is your hair still thinning?
Stunning?
Thinning. Is your hair still thinning?
Are you going bald?
I have a very, very thick, that hair.
Yes, on your head.
Oh, what you meant. Hey, guess what?
No, let's talk about your pubes.
I just watched the last series of them.
What?
Do you still? Gladys?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Gladys.
What?
Gladys, has the hair fallen out down there?
No, that's thinned, yes. That has.
That is thinned.
Oh,
that's thinned.
Otis.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. You win, Gladys.
Top of my head, I've got a lot of hair. That's probably like men.
But down there, not so much, huh?
You should email us a photo. We haven't seen you in some
time. Of the hair down there?
Of anything.
Okay.
Your retarded son.
Send us an updated
Your weepy
photo.
Husband.
Your weepy husband.
Go to the mall and go to Glamour Shots like you did that time and get us another Glamour Shot.
Will you send us a photograph, Gladys? An updated photograph?
I will. I'm going to Mexico Thursday so with my 15-year-old son.
What type of surgery will he be having?
No.
Where is he going for pills?
No, he's going down to the suck on toys.
No, I'm going on a trip with my...
Donkey sex show?
I'm doing God's work.
Oh, you're going on a mission trip, Mommy Dearest?
Yes.
Doing God's work? You can commit suicide here.
Are you going to be flying into an area and then going right to the place where you're working as a missionary?
No, we're going to take like a 12-hour bus ride.
Oh, fantastic. Wow. Nice. You're going to be going through gang country?
I may not come back. No, we're right on the Emerald Coast.
Really? We'll for anybody fine. That can get us on the internet, attention banditos.
Can you picture that? You're living below poverty, and you don't know your left hand from your right hand. You just look up at the sky and you say, God, why are you effing me like this? And finally they say relief is coming, and it's her.
It's her.
Yeah.
Remember to drink lots of water.
Good luck with your missionary position.
Do you speak Spanish, Gladys?
Just a little bit.
Poquito?
Muy poco.
Muy poco.
How old are you, Gladys? We've never really figured that out. I'd like to give a real...
51.
How old?
51.
51.
And based on the over-conditioning of your hair, how old do you think your hair is?
Oh, 16. I have wonderful hair.
Oh, you do?
Hair of a teenager.
Oh, I have wonderful
what
hair.
What style is it in now?
It's a little bit below my ears. I can put it in a ponytail.
Oh. I'm going to do that for your picture.
I'm going to give you a compliment here. I'm going to think, in a best-case scenario, in some way she resembles Peggy Hill.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. That's perfect.
That's what I picture.
You don't need to have another human being.
You can do
a cartoon human being.
She did send us a glamour shot one time from the mall, and it does look like Peggy Hill.
Sure.
Looks like something that would come with a wallet.
Without glasses.
All right, you say you're 51. Has your ass fallen yet?
No, it hasn't.
I don't believe that.
What's your height and current weight?
You have a tight ass?
I ain't telling you that. I'm 5'2".
Could we play?
You're only 5'2"?
I am overweight.
Glass?
Oh, no.
Could we play quarters off your ass?
That disappointed Rob so much.
What, that she's fat?
Yeah. You didn't used to be fat.
I'm a fat chick.
How much do you weigh?
No, I'm not going to tell you how much I weigh.
Can I guess?
No, you can't even guess.
5'2".
I don't look.
240.
I don't look as heavy. No way.
Let's be serious just for a minute, Beth.
Beth.
Like if we can have a moment, Beth.
Beth. Now Bob's using your real name.
Beth, tell me. What's responsible? No, you didn't used to be fat.
What happened?
What's responsible for your weight gain? Is it food?
Having children.
Well, but there's something after that. I mean, that's 15 years ago, Beth.
Oh, that's my excuse. No.
Beth, are you having a sedentary lifestyle?
No, I am not sedentary at all. Here's
sedentary.
Here's my retarded son. Say hi to Don and Mike.
Put him on the phone.
What's up?
Hey, what's happening, retard boy?
Hey, pepperoni.
Hey, man, what are you guys doing?
Hey, what's happening?
How's it going? How's mom doing?
Oh, she's doing all right.
Are you keeping her in line?
Yeah, I sure am.
How much does she weigh?
I don't know, man. Not that much.
Is your mom fat?
No.
Hey, listen, what the hell are you doing going to a foreign country with your mom to do missionary work?
Oh, that's not me. That's my little brother.
Oh, it's your little brother? Which one are you? How old are you?
I'm 18.
Are you the one that had the spastic fit on our show that day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you're actually distancing yourself from your mother.
Yeah, kind
of. Oh, good call. All right, you're all right. It's the other brother we have to worry about.
What's the worst thing your mom? What's the worst thing your mom's ever done to you?
Good question.
I don't know.
Come on.
Good answer.
I mean.
What?
So.
The last time we had you on, weren't you being rather mean to your mommy? Would you like having some sort of a fight with her on the show? I think you were.
No, I was just being a little, I don't know.
How often does your mom, Beth, get out of breath?
Oh, I don't know, man.
Does she,
questions, man.
Did she spank you growing up?
Kind of.
Why do you think your mom likes our show so much? Because every time she calls in...
We're horrible to her.
It's like she's a Vietnamese soldier and we're... In you know, the Vietnamese conflict, and we just find her, and we just boom, 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 boom.
Yes, we're relentless.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yet she comes back for more. Do you have any theories on that?
She's Charlie.
No, I don't know, man. She likes you guys.
We're all the guys in platoon, and she's just Charlie. Mm-hmm. Everywhere we look, she's Charlie. Charlie at 20 feet. 20 clicks, still Charlie.
It's Full Metal Jacket, and she's Private Pyle.
What's your name, son?
Ben.
Ben, what are some of the things that your mom likes to eat?
My mom likes to eat?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Her favorite. Come on, Ben. Try.
Ben, are you at the house right now?
I mean, like, what do you like to eat? I don't
know. Hey, Ben. Ben, listen to me. Ben.
What's up?
Ben, are you in the house right now?
No, I'm outside.
Are you near the house? Can you go in and check in the kitchen refrigerator?
Nah, I mean, I can tell you what's in there.
Yeah, tell us what's in the refrigerator.
I don't know. It's probably some yogurt, some
Ben,
milk.
Ben, you just said you don't know.
Oh, Ben's like mama, like son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
How often does your dad cry?
My dad cry?
Yeah.
How often?
Every day.
I don't think he cries, man.
You drink a lot?
He does. Oh, I don't know.
Said he does cry a lot.
Yeah, I would too.
What's in
I don't know.
Hey, Ben, what's in the freezer?
What's in the freezer? I don't know. I usually
Ben,
don't
I'm sick of the I don't knows. Go in and take a look.
Ben, I want to ask
you. I'm not near my house right now.
Ben, hey, Ben.
What's up?
Ben, are you offended by the fact that I find your mother to be highly sensual?
No.
All kidding aside,
yeah.
Your mom is a beautiful woman who I could imagine just luxuriating in a Calgon bath oil bath with. I mean, a big bubble. I would love to just scrub all of the Wichita right out of your mom.
Not right, man.
That's not right.
Ben, are you aware that your mother had a storied career in the United Armed Services?
No.
Well, do you have a hard time envisioning the fact that she was, and you'll pardon the expression, quite a popular lady on the barracks?
You know your mom's maiden name was Potter.
Yeah.
And you know that her nickname was Beth Potter, the gonad gobbler.
What?
It's yeah. true. Ask her.
I don't believe that.
You might want to take that up with her.
Ask her if she was known when she was in the Air Force as Beth.
Beth Potter.
Beth Potter, the gonad gobbler.
Nah, man, that ain't right. That ain't right.
That ain't right.
That's what we said.
How about from now on you don't say that ain't right and you don't say I don't know?
Are you at the neighbor's house?
No, I'm at work.
Wait a minute. Where? You said you're outside the house. You're at work now?
I've been at work.
Well, he's a pizza guy.
Pizza delivery.
So his office might be his car.
Mr. Pizza Guy.
Well, he's still got to go to the shop where they make the pies.
What are you doing?
Is your mom at the shop, too?
Yeah, she came by to give me some gas money.
I think we have our answer. Mm. Son delivers pizzas, mom's at the pizza parlor.
Yeah. Hold on.
I don't know.
One for the
she
road.
She wouldn't need anything.
You said I don't know again.
Yeah, your mommy has to bring you money? How old are you, son?
I'm 18, man. I'm already out of gas money, man. I don't make that much here.
And he likes it.
Are you in school still?
Yeah, I'm still in school. I'm a senior.
Would you like to give a plug to the pizza delivery company you work for?
Huh?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Class of 08 is great.
Who do you deliver pizzas for?
Pizza Hut.
So your mom's at the pizza. How many, just on an average, how many nights a week does the family have pizza?
I don't ever bring a pizza home.
You never bring pizza home?
Breadsticks?
Do you ever spit on a pizza?
No, I don't ever eat the pizza.
Do you ever spit on a pizza before you give it to someone?
No, I've never touched a pizza.
Don't lie to me, son.
I haven't, man. I've never even thought of it.
I don't believe you.
Well, you should.
What kind of car do you use to deliver the pizza?
I have an Eagle Vision.
Oh, baby. Nice. That keeps the pizza hot.
Yeah.
Eagle Visions keep the pizza hot.
Does your mom have any interests at all besides our radio show?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Simply put your mother back on the phone. That's too many I don't knows.
So long, dimwit.
All right. Nice talking to you guys.
Right.
Pleasure was ours.
Bye, loser.
He called you a loser.
What is up with your retarded son, Gladys?
My God, is he paying attention?
He just said the F word.
Is he paying attention in school, Gladys?
No, not in a long time.
He's slipping through the cracks.
He's a slow one, isn't he?
He's an at-risk child.
All he says is, I don't know.
Is he going to graduate, Gladys?
Yes, he's going to graduate.
No, he's not. There's going to be a problem about May 10th.
What are his plans after high school?
Besides your couch.
Picking his nose.
He's going to go to college.
Has he been accepted anywhere?
Oh, you don't have to get accepted anywhere. He's going to go to K-State.
Oh, did you just say he don't have to get accepted anywhere?
13th grade? You mean you can get into K-State if you live in the state, no matter how dumb your kid is?
I have three children at K-State right now. There's
your answer.
Three dumb kids in K-State?
It's not Kansas State. It's Kentucky Fried Chicken State.
All of them at risk.
It's all at risk, but they get a good background in fast food.
It's like the Mark Twain School. It's like the Melwood School in Kansas.
The at-risk college.
They're all in Crazy State.
K-R-A-Z-Y.
Crazy State College.
Every morning you just pull up and drop them off, Gladys? I'm sorry, Beth.
No.
All right. So, Beth,
I'm sure you need to go to a commercial break.
Blah, blah, blah. And incidentally, when it's Crazy State College, both the crazy and the college are spelled with a K. Mm-hmm.
We always have time for our number one fan.
I know, and I am. And, Don, I will miss you terribly, but I'm very excited for you.
I will miss you so much. I will miss you gobbling on gonads. How come your son doesn't know that?
Now you'll have time to go and visit.
Hey, well.
You'll have time to go out and visit her. You know, she won't fly to you.
I might have to come visit you, Don.
Come on a bus.
She will.
You know what I think? I think your son's a meth head.
How are your son's teeth, Gladys? Think and talk. Gladys, wait, think, talk. Gladys, how are your kid's teeth?
All our children, my two, they're all very
one 1,000, one with that. She's starting to lose interest.
Crystal Beth.
Anyway, I'm no expert, but I think your child is on crystal meth.
No, he's got good teeth.
And I'm no expert, but I think your husband is trying to kill you.
What's your son's GPA?
I don't know, 3.8 something.
That's not true.
Oh, please. Put him back on the phone.
I'm driving down the street.
Just ask him what the capital of Vermont is right now. Just ask him.
Mount Pilar.
Mount
Pilar.
And mommy.
Mount Pilar.
Mommy, you're not allowed to answer Mount Pilar.
However she can remember it is good.
Mount Pilar.
K-State.
I feel a.
That's a K-State.
No. No, come on. Let us quiz your son with a 3.8 GPA, please.
I'll send it to you. I don't know. I'll find out.
Are you away from him now? Are you driving away from him?
I'm driving away. He's working.
Working on what? That next booger in his nose?
Come on, Gladys.
What? Come on, what?
What's he working on? The amount of time it's going to take him to deliver the next pepperoni pizza?
I can't get up. He is at work. I am by myself.
So are you going home right now?
Oh, there's going to hit some kids.
Gladys, attention deficit disorder. Are you going home right now?
He gave blood today. He's a very good
this
boy.
Is now,
I told you he's a meth head.
This is always why I remember my hatred of Gladys.
Losers, this is always why. You know I gave blood for money, right? That's like the lowest when you can't sell yourself.
He gives everything. Blood, number three, snot if he could.
Blood goes in the pizza sauce. Right, Beth?
Yes, right. All right.
Beth, are you heading home right now?
I am heading home.
So, Beth, just so I can figure this out. You drive your son to work every day, and then you drive him home?
No. I was already in the town that he's working.
All right. So you're going home right now. What will we be microwaving for dinner?
No, I have dinner in the oven already.
Well, what is it?
What are we having?
It's a pork loin.
Oh.
Then I have red potatoes.
Beth, hold on for a second. If your son is at work
at
the pizza place, and you were in your car on the way home, how did he end up in your car if he drove himself to work?
He pulled up to the park. He pulled up in his car.
Oh.
Get gas money. I was just waiting on him.
Oh, and his eagle vision.
I said, come over here and talk
to
me.
Why are you still giving your son gas money if he has a job?
You think he makes money delivering pizzas? Not too much.
Well, if he's energetic and he's got the right attitude, he should be able to get some tips when he drops the pizza.
Well, I think he's learning that.
Well, you know what? He's learning something at K-State, which is a good job is a job where you actually come out with more money than when you start.
Very frustrating if you come in, you're a pizza delivery boy, you walk up to the door and you open up the door and the person says, I ordered two pizzas, right? And he says, I don't know.
That's not right.
Very difficult.
Is he still there with you?
No, he's not. He's working. I am driving down the street.
He's working.
What are you riding in?
Zit.
Are you driving in a minivan?
I drive a black Yukon, full-size Suburban.
You confused me there. You mentioned two makes of car.
Okay, it's a GMC Yukon.
It's not a Suburban. It's a GMC Yukon.
It's all the same.
Is it a Yukon XL, Gladys?
Yes,
Beth?
It is. Yes. It's an XL.
Nice.
You like Beth. Being in that big truck?
I do. I feel very powerful.
Got a mattress in the back, Beth?
No.
Do you like how relatively nice we've been to you?
I know it, because this is probably the last time I'll ever talk to
you. You are goddamn right.
God, I pray.
Do you have sinners?
This is it.
Where's Buzz?
I'm here. Hi, Gladys.
He hates you, too.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Buzz is sharpening a knife.
Anything you'd like to say before we hang up on you, Gladys?
Well, just...
Why does she walk into it every time?
You're gonna miss her.
No, I am not. It was a bonus hearing from her retarded son, though, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Mr. I don't know. Thank you, Mr. Spicoli.
Hey, Ma.
Ma.
Ma, I need gas money.
Am I gonna graduate? Gee, Mr. Spicoli, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a 3.8 average right there. Yeah.
Well, you gotta. It might be the Kansas curve.
The curve. And then again with K's. Kansas curve.
Uh-huh. KK. Uh-huh.
What not?
Okay. Well, Gladys, Beth suggested it.
Beth.
Here are some commercials.
This is the Don and Mike Show.